Greetings to you 91-week Voyagers. This is Pastor George as we move right along into week number 73. And this week we'll be reading from several books, including portions of Ezra, Haggai, Zechariah, and even Psalm 138. And it's a portion of Ezra chapter 4 that I want to focus on and emphasize today, specifically the first five verses. Now, as I read, keep in mind a couple of our points from last week, because I think you'll see them come into play again. Because after all, there's nothing new under the sun. So I'm going to begin with the first three verses from Ezra, and as always, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says this: "The enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were rebuilding a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel. So they approached Zerubbabel and the other leaders and said, 'Let us build with you, for we worship your God just as you do. We have sacrificed to him ever since King Esarhaddon of Assyria brought us here.' But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the other leaders of Israel replied, 'You may have no part in this work. We alone will build the temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, just as King Cyrus of Persia commanded us.'" Now, remember some of what we emphasized last week. Anytime people oppose the work of God, we must always remember there is a spiritual enemy supporting and inspiring that opposition. And those spiritual enemies are very good at what they do. They're good at disguising their wicked schemes so that the people under their influence and control not only do their dirty work, but if necessary, once they're exposed, they'll also take the blame. And remember, Paul informs us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. That means he rarely telegraphs and announces his presence or his intentions to confront and oppose God's work and God's people. Although he will use fear tactics when all else fails or whenever he believes they'll be more effective. Now, in this particular passage, we see the enemies of God, undoubtedly inspired and provoked by spiritual forces of wickedness, offer to help and assist with the rebuilding of God's temple. Why? Why would they want to help God if they oppose him? Well, the answer is simple, because they really don't intend to help at all. Instead, if given access to the rebuilding team, they intend to interfere. Because one of the most effective weapons in Satan's arsenal is to provide the appearance of cooperation when in fact he intends to sabotage and disrupt. And Satan knows that he can create the most chaos if he's given permission to set up operation inside of God's camp. Satan opposed God's plans and didn't want to see the temple rebuilt. So if he can be successful at planting his own operatives among God's people, then he'll be in prime position to orchestrate disruption, confusion, and delays. Now, this is a tactic that Satan still uses today with great effectiveness inside the church, because there's no better way to disrupt unity and mission than by gaining access to the inner circle of God's people by planning counterfeits and imposters. Satan is a master at deception, and he'll gladly send disruptors to join the ranks with God's people, thereby mitigating their effectiveness at spreading the gospel and making disciples. That means not everybody that claims they want to help intends to be a helper. They may have another agenda, whether they realize it or not. And fortunately, in this case, Zerubbabel and the other leaders recognized the ploy and had enough godly wisdom and discernment to reject their deceptive offer to assist. Now, this shouldn't surprise us because Jesus talked about this very thing. In fact, go read the parable of the wheat and the weeds, sometimes called the wheat and the tares. It's found in Matthew chapter 13. Also read Jesus' interpretation and explanation of that parable as well. The devil is busy sowing seeds of disruption, among other things, in the lives of God's people and in the church, and we need to be aware of his devices, which is part of the reason we need to keep one eye on the spiritual world at all times and apply the full armor of God daily. That means sometimes we need to apply the wisdom of Zerubbabel by saying no thank you or politely refusing involvement from others if we suspect there may be a hidden agenda involved. Not everybody that claims Jesus is Lord is in God's kingdom. Jesus said as much in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Instead, they may be deployed by spiritual forces of evil to infiltrate the kingdom in order to disrupt it and consume its resources. How are they able to do that, you ask? Well, look back at verse 2. The enemies of Judah approached Zerubbabel and said, "Let us build with you." Why? "Because we worship your God just as you do." They used a lie as their justification to join the effort by proclaiming allegiance to the God of Israel. However, Zerubbabel clearly sensed their wicked intentions and did not underestimate their ability to undermine the project. And by exercising godly wisdom, he likely spared their effort unending confusion, disruption, and ongoing delays. But the devil didn't stop there, did he? Look at verses 4 and 5. Then the local residents tried to discourage and frighten the people of Judah to keep them from their work. They bribed agents to work against them and to frustrate their plans. If at first you don't succeed, try again. The devil doesn't give up easily. That's why we must apply the full armor of God daily and actively renounce and resist his efforts, always aware of his tactics so we can easily identify them and avoid the consequences of falling into his many snares. So what does this mean for us today? What's our takeaway? Well, if you're in God's kingdom and you're actively pursuing your love relationship with him and striving to be obedient and living out his will and call upon your life, then you will encounter resistance from the enemy. And sometimes that resistance will look appetizing and even disguise itself as friendly cooperation. That's why false prophets that do the devil's bidding are best described in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, as wolves in sheep's clothing. They appear at first glance to be innocent and helpful, or even reachable, but inwardly they're ferocious wolves who have no intention whatsoever of cooperating or ever surrendering to the King of Kings. So when people oppose you in the things of God, or pretend to cooperate, remember you have a spiritual enemy, and he's likely fueling that opposition. And you can only combat and withstand that type of aggression using spiritual weapons. Fighting spiritual enemies using human weapons will never work. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.